Okay. Talk to the Gemara. The Kamer, the Reisha, the Mishnah says that it has to be Eilu Kedei Sheyetzoyel. You can't put meat in the oven until only if it can roast. How much is called roasted? The Kamer, Omer Abalaza, Omer Rav, Kedei Sheyetzoyel, Mi Boyoyim, Kemachel Ben Dresoy. Rashi explains Ben Dresoy was a robber, and he cooked his food. He cooked his food third, so that's considered cooked. It manami also learned Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Yochanan. Anything which is cooked, once it reaches that stage already, it doesn't have a din of Mishulei Nochem. Once it was cooked, pre-cooked to that state already, it's smooth, there's no problem with Mishulei Nochem. Tanya, I have a reverse question. Does that mean, the Gemara says, I have a chance to look it up, but if Mishulei Nochem, Michael Ben Dresoy is the Shia of cooking, in order that's considered cooked, that after we don't have a problem with Shulei Nochem. What about the reverse case, where I cook something, a goy cooked something less than Michael Ben Dresoy, stopped beforehand, and then it stopped, and then I eat finished it afterwards, does that have a problem with Shulei Nochem also not? It doesn't work both ways. Up until here it's not considered cooked, so therefore, if the hit's considered cooked, then before it's not considered cooked, and therefore it's not Shulei Nochem. Either way, I have a chance to check that out. Tanya Chanan Yoim. Kol shuru kamach ben resoy mutal hashoy se agam bikira. There's no. That's according to the Sfaradim, sure. Because they hold it has to be cooked. Once you hit that point, as the Gemara says, it's too late. But the Gemara says the other way. The other way. If it's cooked, but you still come back from the soy, it's no problem. You have to. The Gemara says. I was just questioning the other way around too. Tan yichanan yemi kol shum come back from the soy muta lahashoy se agabi kiri. Anything which is kamach ben d'soy, right, it's considered cooked, and even a gabi kiri can keep it there. But avu bishen grufa k'tuma. Normally on a kiri you can't have anything there cooking there. What's not grufa k'tuma? Gorf means that the coals are raked out, and kotu means it's battered down. You put ash on top of the coals in order to lower the temperature. So any tavshah which is machab and desoy, we're not choshish anymore. It doesn't bother us if it cooks more on Shabbos.
We have a blach anyway.
We're not talking. Here's without a blach.
Same.
This without a blach.
Because you're not
going to
come to
the
advice
of war. No, it won't bother us. Cook to it. Not going to do it. Now the Mishnah said before, you can't put the bread in the oven unless before Shabbos, unless you can get it to the point where it could make a karmel paneha, it's going to crust. So and Rebbe Elazar says it's ikrum atachte. In fact, how are you looking at tachte? Now we're talking about Passover here. It's not the way we do it. It's not the way. This is called ashtenuris. Ashtenuris. You go to Bukhara Shashuk. You see, they have the oven. They take a piece of dough and they slap it against the oven wall. That's how it bakes. So the question is, what's called tachte? Is it tachte in hech di gabi tana? So that's the part that's stuck against the tana. That's called tachte. Or you tachte in hech di gabi yo'or. So if you stick it in the tana, the front part of it really, which with the part that we see, it could be facing the fire. That could be the tachte. So it's tachte over the fire or the tachte over the oven. Talk to the Gemara Toshma. Kidei she yikarmu paneho hamidubokim betano. So the Nafkmina chaps azoi. But Toshma explains the shine in the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar says, in eat paneh shal tachtoin, paneh, kidei shikrum hatachtoin shilo. So if tachtoin means, hechdi gabitano, the other side, so the side facing the ore, is Rashi explains, anything facing the fire is going to crust faster, right? So when the Tanakhama says Achiyikrim Poneh means the front face, the it's according to the so Rebbe Elazar's shear is longer shear. because the tachtain part is, it takes longer for the krum that's against the wall to become brown. Mashenkin, if it's tachtain hegli gabi or, that means the Melezer shear comes first. So the Tanakam who says kedeshiikrim upanem b'yoyim, he's the machma of them bringing the gemara. Toshma, the Melezer oime, no, the Melezer is the machma. That's the longest year, and if Rabbi Elazar is the mach, that's the Bavli hold. So it's Yishalmi that's by the Chos Faket, but the Bavli says that Rabbi Elazar is the mach. Meshalson is a Pesach, even though the Bereishit the Mishnah says it has to be Kedesh Yitzoyim Kemachim and the Soy. So why is Pesach different? Talk to Gemara, my timer. Mishum the Bnei Chabura Zerizin Hain. The Bnei Chabura are Zerizin. Die Bnei Chabura als Riesen. Weil die Gemorre Holav Hochi Holav Hochi Loi, if it's not the Riesen, you cannot put it in. But Oma, we learned the Gemorre yesterday, 2 days ago, we Oma, Ma, Gadye, Bein Sorek, Bein Loi Sorek, Shapidomi, since the Gemara says Zike is kosher for Gadya, the ear is no good for the goat meat, so therefore we're not worried, he's going to open the oven and be choyte the gecholim. So how Mishnah says over here, Mishal says the Pesach B'tani is saying only because of Kehanim Zizimim, even when not Zizimim, it should be mutter. And the Gemara, Hosa Menatach, Mintach, over there it's talking about the Gadya is cut up. And when it's cut up, so the ear can get to it, and therefore it's going to be mazik the meat. Och, over here, when you roast the Korban Pesach, the Rashi brings the pozik roishay al kirboy al roishay al kirboy, and therefore it was all roasted all whole, and therefore if it's not loy kosher lezike, and therefore if not for the fact that kehanim azrizim heim, we're going to be choishes that shem yichadev v'chol. Umachiz enes ha'or. Mishnah says here, when it comes to the Beis HaMoikid, as long as it's caught on fire, it's not a problem. Beis HaMoikid was that room that the Ganim heated themselves up in the Beis HaMikdash. Ubigvulin, the Shir is Kedeshitechus, Oberuba, it needs to be more consumed, fire has to be more consumed, the piece of wood has to be more consumed in the fire, of the fire has to, the piece of wood has to be more consumed by the fire. In fact, the Gemara, Menohan, immediately, how do we know there's a lesser Shir in Beis HaMoikid? They should make fire b'chol moshev seichem in all your dwelling places. So the Gemara dashes b'chol moshev seichem yatem avir. Can't make fire in your own dwellings. Aval atem avir b'medurus beis hamoikid. But in medurus beis hamoikid you could make a fire. In fact, one second. This is the law on Shabbos that you can't make fire. And you're telling me over here that in Beis HaMoikid there's no reason to make fires on Shabbos. Maskel Rav Chista, Yochefidu v'Shabbos Nami. Why does the Mishnah say that I can only put the fire in the wood in the Beis HaMoikid, as long as it catch fire before Shabbos? According to this Rosh Hashanah, there's no Issa Avara in Beis HaMoikid. I can do it even on Shabbos. No. Mishnah says clearly it has to be done before Shabbos. You can't do this on Shabbos. That's clear. I had a pasuk. What is this pasuk we're saying over here? Elo Amar Rav Chista, Kro, this pasuk. Ki also, what's it coming for? The Mishnei Evarim Upedorim Huda also. It's coming to allow Evarim Upedorim of the carbon tomid or the carbonus. The carbon, right? The pasuk is talking about the carbon tomid of Erev Shabbos, which is a weekday carbon. I can put it on the fire and it can burn. Friday night it can burn. Shaila is toys to go to the place over here. What do I need a posik for? I have all the psukim. I have a posik that says, I have a different posik that says, Oilish. If it's talking about to put it on Shabbos, a varim of pedorim of weekday on Shabbos can do that because it's Oilish Shabbos with Shabbat. Can put Oilish Choy on Shabbos. And if it's a varim of pedorim of Shabbos, I'm learning from Mechom Moshe Seichem that even though I can do it a whole Moshe Shabbos, nevertheless it's a mitzvah to do it on Shabbos itself. I've been doing positive for that. I learned that since you exclude Oilas Choyl on Shabbos, Vice the Chois Oilas Shabbos, it's not excluded. So I don't need this positive from Mechom Moshe Seichem to tell us you can do that. So what's this positive coming to teach us? The Torah says it's coming to teach us a varim of Bedorim of Choyl that was on Friday, it was on the Mizbeach, and when it came Shki, it was Moshe Rabbeinu Or, it's got the fire was already consumed in it. It has a din of lachmish mizbeach, and then there's no, then it's no halachas. That's all halachas or whatever. On the mizbeach, we need fire. You can put wood on Shabbos. This is the same thing. It, once it's on the mizbeach, it's mosh. This pasuk it says once it's mosh leben or even though it's a varim from choil, it's got a din of lachmish mizbeach. Toys says a shayla. What about other kabbonis? This is talking about the Talmud. What about some other carbon that there was that it put a varim from dorm on the mizbeach? The reverse a shayla. If that's also nichal on this pasuk, that's going to be considered lachmish mizbeach, and you can also there's no din of the din of loy sevayish because does not apply. Yes, it's true. No, the maskonos la gemor the sevayis b'chol moshesheichem. But then if this pasuk, it's coming. It won't be done. Not mitzvah much. If it's moshle ben or. Yep, so that tells you understand. We don't need that. That's what's shanti gemor. Doesn't make sense because. Before the Havim from the Gemara, it was talking about Medusa Mesa Moikid. That's the most kasha. Why how you bring this pasuk when Erev Shabbos? This pasuk is no Yisrael Fai on Shabbos. You should put Medusa Mesa Moikid on Shabbos itself. That's what the Gemara should change. Not talking about Mesa Moikid. The Hetter for Mesa Moikid we don't know yet. We didn't get to that yet. This pasuk is a vulnerable of choil that once it's already moshle ben noah, it has a din of lachmish mizbeach on Shabbos. There's no din of no yisurim on it already. It's like ukhabonis. So what's the heta of medus besamoyket? Look, the Gemara and over here, the kahanim zizin heim. Kahanim zizin. What's kahanim zizin mean? The Rashi, the bnei toira, and the chereidim in the skarim, and they're not going to come to chidu gechol. Abu Gvulin, what's the shing Gvulin? Kedei shetechis bo ha'or berubay. So now the question is, what's called rubay? There's two opinions how you can explain rubay. My rubay, omarav, roiv kol echad echad. Each piece of wood, it has to be mostly consumed. Shmulam says, no. Rubay doesn't mean each piece of wood. You look at the whole fire, and you say, kedei shelayoymru hovei eitzim v'neniach tachtein. Let's bring me a piece of wood, a splinter, a little match, I can stick it under this piece of wood in order that it should catch. When you're on chametz, you see one piece of wood, it's not wood so good, you take a piece of mesh, stick it underneath. So once you don't have to do that, once you reach the point, even though this whole piece of wood it's not consumed at all, but the fire is that great, that I don't have to worry about going out anymore, that's called Shmuel, that's called Shetech Azor Berubay. Tani Rebichia, L'siul Shmuel. Rebichi had a brisa to back up Shmuel. It says over there by the lighting of the menorah, it says a halas ne tomit, and the brisa says kidei shetei shalheves oilo meyaleho, that the shalheves, the flame should go by itself, and not veloy shetei shalheves oilo idei dova achet. So Tosfos explains, we see from over here that wherever the Torah was makbid that it shouldn't go out, they don't want the menorah to go out, it's enough that it's lighting that much already that it's going to continue. So once it's going to continue by itself, right, that's called mudlak. So who adin by a fire in my fireplace, once it's burnt the shear ready, that it's not going to go out, even though it's not rubai, it's considered mudlak and I have to worry about it. What about Eitzach Yidi? A big stump. One piece of wood, one big stump. What's the shear there? And Rav Roiv Ovyov. Rav says you have to have most of the thickness of the wood has to be burned through already. You don't have to have the thickness of the wood, doesn't have to be burnt, but the circumference of the fire, the fire of the stump should be already overtaken by fire. But even though Roiv Ovyov, it didn't even get to the Roiv Ovyov yet. It's really a superficial fire. Omar of Papa, Hilkoch, Beina Roiv Ovyov, Ubeina the Kefoy, since there's two Shurim, the Papa is Machri over here, you need both. Kitanoi, we have Machloikis Tanoim, either it's Roiv Ovyov or Roiv Kefoy. The Shia is of burning a piece of wood, ad sheyishchas ha'etz mimleches u'uman, until the wood becomes unusable for any craft. That means, Rashi explains, that means it's roiv ovyov. It burned through, most of the thickness burned through. That the fire should be able to, the piece of wood should be consumed from both sides of the fire. Rashi learns this raya. It's machlokes meforshim. Had to learn here, but Rashi learns that the raya that the Gemara is going to bring the zeicha ledova is a zeicha to the Yehuda ben Meseder. Avu bishen raya ledova, that clearly that should the shear of oiches or shnei atzodim, that's the shear. But it's a zeicha ledova because there's a pasuk that says the shnei ktoisov ochlo eish, the fire consumed already both sides of it. The toichoy nochor, and the inside it's all dried out. Hayitzlach nemalacha, is it useful for craftsmanship? Now this pasuk is different than our Gemara, because over here what it says in the Gemara here, it's talking about a shnei tzoyis of ochla eish. That means it's not roiv ovyov, it's roiv hakefoy. And already over here it says that's not useful anymore. Hayislach lemalacha. And according to the drasha that we want to bring a rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseder, it doesn't have to be sheishcha se'etz mimalecha se'uman. Forget, just to be just superficial fire. So Taisa explains already over here that true, that this pasuk, this pasuk is talking about vines. It's talking about eight hagefen. And eight hagefen, once it's consumed from both sides already, it has no value anymore. It's all dried out. You can't use it. But a regular eight, even if it's consumed from both sides, it can still be used the mleches u'uman. However, what the raya we do see is over here is that's the way wood burns. Wood burns is it grabs it from both sides, and once it grabs it from both sides, you're going to keep burning. So that's the raya too. Yehuda ben Meseder, that if the fire burns from both sides already, you know already it's considered, it's not going to go out anymore. It's considered you don't have to worry about it going out anymore. I just want to hear just my two cents. Nicha means dried out. Once the wood is so dried out and it's ready mushed on both sides already, there's nothing holding it from consuming the rest of the wood. According to No, I don't know. But what Tosfos bring a raya is that we are worried about now going, that's enough. Could be that my whole fire is different. I'm not sure, my regular is different. Something more about the apostle. The Esa'och Lufonov Mivoy Ores. Rashi explains, this is talking about by Sefer Seyokim HaMegillah. When Yoakim burnt this Megillah, Vadir Pazik says, and it was burning, and the Och was burning before him. So what is this Och? The Gemara says, my Och, Omarav Achvona. It's a willow something, a willow basket. Ushmul Omar, Eitzim Shenit, Och means, Och comes from a brother, the one takes from the next. Ushmul Omar, Eitzim Shenit, Guba Achvona. The fire was so big already that one was burning from the next. Ahud Omar Lahu. My man boy Achvona. One guy said, who needs Achvona? They saw it after that he was carrying a willow biscuit. So now we know the definition of Achvona is a willow biscuit. We have reeds. We have a machloikis in the Gemara. We had a machloikis in Yeroiv. The Mishnah says, that's what the Mishnah says. So, Rav Huna qualifies that statement. So that's by regular wood, maybe. But if you have canon, reeds, you don't need Yeroiv. You don't need Yeroiv because it's going to go out. It's not going to go out. The fire is not going to go out. The fire is going to burn nicely. But Ogdon, if you bundle it together, you made a bundle of reeds. Over here is already, you need Yeroiv. Why is that? Because since it's all tied together, the fire has difficulty getting in, and therefore, if you have to worry, it's going to go out until it's roiv, it's not considered that it's burning it. Garinin, if you have dried out pits of date pits. That's also used for fire. If it's when it's dry, it's good for fire. So garinin ain't tzichin roif. You don't need roif because once it burns, it's a flammable. But nosnam bechuslois, if you put it in a keli that's made out of Rashi is made out from lulavim, and you put this, you drop this into the fire. This is use this as your fire over there. That's as the fuel for the fire. Tzich over there you need roif. Again, same idea because since it's all, even though individually each one is flammable, but since it's all bunched together, the fire can't get in over there. You need roif. If they're single ones, they'll separate from each other. And since they're separated from each other, one will light the next one, and you have a problem. You're going to start lighting your fire on Shabbos. You should need roif in the roif of the fire. Ogdon, whereas if it's tied together, like Mavadron, it won't separate, and therefore once it burns, true, the fire is a little bit more difficult to get to, but once it started to burn, it'd have to be Choshesh. And Garinin, just the same thing, Garinin, these pits, Mavadron, each one is separated from the next, so one will burn, one catch the other, will go out. You have to have roif to catch burning. Nosna b'chuslois, like Mavadron. So we have a machlokes over here between Avchista and Avuna. The halacha we pass like Ravuna, they're both kanim and garinin. If it's ogdon or chuslis, you need roif. It manami, we learned similarly. The Omer of Kahana, Rav Kahana made some kind of a split according to our gist in the Gemara. Kanim sha'ogdon tzrichin roif. Kanim that you need roif like Ravuna. And Loy Ogdon ain't Tsichenroif. But Garinin Tsichenroif, this is like Rav Chiste. A Garinin needs Roif. Nostan Bechuslois, but if you put in Chus, ain't Tsichenroif. Why he made this Bishara, I don't know. There's a lot of different gifts over here. The Goin has Machado, different gifts anymore. But Rashi surely had this Gisa. And according to Rashi of Gisa, Rav Kahanim makes a split. By Kahanim, he is like Rav Chiste, is like Rav Huna, and by Garinin, he's like Rav Huna. Even though we learned over here the Mishnah that a Madura needs roif, but there are four types of Maduras that doesn't need roif. Arba Maduras ain't Sichen roif. Shall Zephes, Ta, Gophras, Pitch, Shall Gvina, Vishal Rvav, fat. That these are, these melt, because these things, once they melt, these are flammables, and therefore you don't have to worry. Once the fire starts, it's going to flame up, you don't have to worry about going out. But Masnita Tana in the Brice they learned Avshal Kash Mishal Gavavav. It's interesting. Gvin and Avav don't say Shulchan Aruch, but Zephis and Gophris and Kash and Gavav don't say Shulchan Aruch. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Eitzim Shal Bovel Ein Tzrichin Kash and Gavav. By the way, just to explain that, that's stubble. Rashi says it's stubble, it's Gavav and Kash is straw. Doctor Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Eitzim Shal Bovel Ein Tzrichin Roif. They don't need a roif for Eitzim Shal Bovel. What exactly is this above the law? I'm not sure yet. Moses is going to tell it. Maskel Rabbi Yosef, Mahi, what is Eitzim Shal Bovel? Ilem is silty. If it's silty, silty is twigs. That's right, twigs. It's twigs. It is small twigs. So, Fekti Gemara, Fekti Vuhuna, Fekti Yosef, Hashtab Sile, Oma Ule, Hamadlik, Tzorch, Shialik, Beroiv, Ule holds on a psila. You have to be madlik, but not by Ner Shabbos. You have to be madlik and roiv. What's sticking out from the Ner needs roiv, and that burns. That's more flammable than silty. And you have a twig, silty mi boya, that you have to have that needs roiv. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say Eitzim Bovel and Tzichin Roif? Now this is a very interesting setup in the Gemara, because the Gemara, if Rabbi Yosef means to ask a definition question, what's silty? That's not a maskif, that's a shaila. What kind of, what do we talk, what, my Eitzim Shabobel, my, his, a maskif is an attack, what's he attacking him for? It's just a question of what the definition is. So the Rishayim explained, because Rabbi Yochanan understood that Eitzim Shabobel meant silty. That's what he understood it to mean. It wasn't a question, is that the definition? It meant silty. And so that makes sense. So right away he's knocked him out. What are you talking about? And silty, i.e., Eitzim Shel Bovel, you can't tell me that you don't need roif. If psila needs roif, and it's more flammable than this surely needs roif. Elam Rabbi Yosef, Shuchad Arzes. When he said Atish Abovel, that's referring to something called Shuchad Arzes. Arzes is the cedar trees. And Shuchad Arzes, there's like a little bit of like a wool in between the bark and the tree, and it's a type of wool. It's thin and type of wool, and that's flammable. So once over there, you don't need it. That's a flammable item. Rami Barabama, that's Zaza. Zaza is maybe moss. Moss, also a flammable item. I think the Metargum says Mulsha is moss, I think it says. And that's what it translates, moss? Ahimor. Alright. Had Nalach, you see it's a Shabbos. We should come back to it very quickly. Talk to Mishnah Vaita. No, Mishnah says you need Rav.
What is Zaza?
Zaza is Moss. No, what do you have there? What's it? You have an English Gemara? What's it by you, Zaza? You have an English Gemara?
Yeah, what?
What's the definition of Zaza? I know it's a candy, but... what is it?
It says branch of the cedar tree.
No, that's Shuchad Arza, the next one.
Shuchad Arza.
The last word.
Moss.
Yeah,
Moss.
Moss, okay.
That must be very flammable.
Dried moss is very flammable. It's tender.
Alright, Dr. Mishnah, Bameh Madlikin, Uvamoe Madlikin. What can you use to make a wick with? Bameh Madlikin, Uvameh Madlikin. To make wicks. Now, the Shoinim asked this question. If you remember when Brochus says that, Mamas I Kurdish Mabaharvis, right away the Gemara says, Tana Mechakoi, where's the Tana coming from? Where did it say in Shechiv before? So when the Tana says Bameh Madlikin, the Gemara says, right, Tana Mechakoi. We never learned anything you have to be madlik before. So what? But this question the Gemara didn't ask. Why? Because on Shabbos we know you can't make fire. So whether it's a chiv to be madlik or not, that's not the issue. You need light in your house. So with what can you use to be light? It's not necessarily, these halachas are not necessarily because of hilchas hadlaka, it's the chayv hadlaka. You need light in your house. And the problem over here, these don't burn so well, and you're going to make shemayate. So it makes a difference why you're lighting. So we're going to read the Mishnah because the Gemara explains each one and every one of them. You can't use lechesh. Lechesh, the Gemara says suche da'aza. You can't use choysen. Choysen is a type of flax. Chalach is a type of silk. The Gemara is going to explain. Psilas Eidon. Psilas Eidon is it's from Arava trees. It's the something. It's a similar thing like there's on the rubber trees, and not on algae that sticks to the bottom of the boats. Zephes, not tav. Shiva, not wax. Shem and kick. What shem and kick? Yeah, boy, the Gemara is going to explain that all these Gemara are loy b'shem and seifin, loy b'alia, loy b'chelav. No, Chama Modi Oyme, Madlikim Mechelav Mavushal. Once the Mishnah gets to already, now we're changing gears. Now we're not talking about psil anymore. Now we're talking about using them in place of the oil as the fuel. So the Mishnah is telling us which wicks you could. The Mishnah doesn't explain by Mamei Madlikin. Explains by Mamei Madlikin. And then it says about the fuels also, which fuels you can't use. If Shainim say anything which is not in the Mishnah, then you could use. Talk to Gemara. Lechesh. What's lechesh? So you must say shuchad arze. Shuchad arze is the more understood means a branch of an heiress tree. Correct, Gemara. Shuchad arze. It's palma. Piece of wood. You can't use that. That's not a psila. So Mark explains, ba'amrenisa de ispe. This is that little, as we said more before, this is has a tzema, has this little wool between the klipa, between the shell and the bark, and that's a flammable thing. That burns. But nevertheless, you can't use it for a wick. Rashi's going to explain a little bit later. The reason why you can't use these for a wick is because they don't draw properly. And the fire is dancing around the wick. It's not drawing it. So that's the lechesh. We know shuchad arze. That's from that's the little this little woolen like wrap that there is on a eris tree, cedar tree. Loy bechoysin. Amar Rav Yosef. The uro shall pishtam. It's the weak part of the pishtam. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye says, "Well, ksiv, we have a posik for hoyo hachasun l'neuras." It says the chasun is going to become neuras. So what the posik actually explains, chasun is the strong stuff. That means the strong are going to become weak. That's what the posik is talking about. The strong are going to become weak. But what we do see in this posik that chasun is in neuras is not the same thing. Now, even though in our Mishnah it doesn't say chasun, it says choisen. But chasun and choisen, it really is the same thing. Elam Abaye, it's kitna, it's this flax. The dayik v'loy nofitz. It wasn't combed out. It wasn't combed out. It has pieces inside, and since it wasn't combed out, so the pieces get in the way of drawing the oil. V'loy b'cholach. He can't use cholach. What's cholach? Amma Shmuel shaltinu l'chol nuchusiyama. He asked all the seagoers. They said it's kulcha. Doesn't help us in definition, but they said it's kulcha. That kolach is gushkira. Gushkira is, Rashi explains, that's the residue of the silkworms, where the silkworm, when it came out, this is like the pupa of the silkworm, where it came out from, before it started spinning, what was that?
Cocoon?
The cocoon, yeah. The cocoon, that is kolach. Kolach is the cocoon. It's meshi. It's the cocoon of meshi. And he can't make a psila from it. He can't make a psila from it. Again, the same reason Rashi explains here. The reason, because it doesn't draw. Rav and Vabaya.
That's just how they got them. I
didn't
know they
could screw silver
bones on
it. Rav and Vabaya have a yasvi kami deravona nachemia. Rav and Vabaya, they were sitting before Reb Nachemia, Achua de Reshkelusa, and Chazi Davalovish Metaxa. They saw that he was wearing a Metaxa. Metaxa is a garment that's made from kolach, but it's made out of meshi. Omalei Rav and Vabaya, so Rav pointed to Vabaya. And he didn't say, Robin said, psh, look at that beautiful coat the guy is wearing. No, he didn't say that. He said, Hainu Koloch. Oh, that's Koloch. He saw someone wearing something, reminding of the Mishnah. That's Koloch. Now we know what Koloch is. So Koloch to him was Metaxa. So, Hainu Koloch did not. Amalei, so Abaye responded, Anan, Shira Panoda Karinonli. We call it Shira Panoda. Now here's the Rebbe Machlokes is showing him what's the it that he's referring to. Is he referring to Metaxa? That this garment that he's wearing, he called it Metaxa, and he's saying also, yeah, I also say that's Koloch, but we don't call it Taxa, we call it Shira Panoda. Or he's going back on the Mishnah. Abaye said, Robin said that Koloch in the Mishnah is Metaxa. Abaye is saying it's not Metaxa. Well, I explain Koloch in the Mishnah to be Shira Panoda. Meis v'efekti Gemara. We'll go with the second shot now. Abaye is saying that I called Koloch in the Mishnah Shira Panoda. That means Koloch and Shira sound like the same thing. Silk and Koloch is the same thing. It's a type of meshi. Meis face. They have a kasha. When it comes to tzitzis, we have a braisa that says Hashiroim v'Koloch v'Sidikin. This is three levels of the Mishnah is trying to tell us over. These are three silken garments, chayev mitzitzis. Not only wool and pishtin, not only big day tzem and big day pishtin and mechuyev mitzitzis. Even silk begodim and mechuyev mitzitzis. But here we have two entries. We have shiroim as an entry and kolach as an entry. According to Abaye, he said shiroim panoda is called kolach. So then shira and silk and kolach is the same thing. So the Gis in the Gemara, we have tufted the Rovin, but the way we learn shot in the Gemara, it's not a kasha on a Rovin, it's kasha on a Baya. So I'll just take out this Gis. So there's two terutzim. Ibo is saying one terutz thing. More says is shira lechud, v'shira panod lechud. No, two different things. Shiroim is something else. Shira panod is something. So there's you thought that it had the word shira in it, so shira panod is automatically silk. No, it's a different type of silk. This is shiroim is more choshev. Shira panod is a different level of silk. That's one terutz. There's another gis here. The Rashal has another gis that it's perusha kam mefarish hashiroyim pirish koloch. So it's not two different entries. It's an explanation of what shiroyim are. Mishnah continues loy b'psilas idon. The problem was why those wanted to change that koloch is not mitakse, because Tosis has the Gemara in Soite that says mishachor veis hamigdosh bottle shomir. The shomer was bottle, and therefore metaxa, the silk garment, wasn't so shchiach anymore. Shira panoda wasn't so shchiach anymore. So it's hardly unlikely he was wearing something like that. That's why they say that's not wasn't metaxa. But the Ri doesn't like that pshat, because even though it's one of the things which says it was bottle is also zchuches levona, this white glass. This white crystal. But nevertheless, the Gemara says that by the wedding day, he broke a white glass. Since even though it wasn't so common, but it wasn't that it was extinct. This wasn't so common. So metaxa could be shira panoda is not a problem. Even though the Gemara says that metaxa, if the chum makes the mitzvah was bottle, it's not a kasha that he was wearing such a thing. What's psila seidon? Psila seidon means the wick of the arava, achvina. Rovin v'abai have a kozlu b'paksa the tamrurisa. They are walking in the valley of Tamrurisa. Chazinu lahani arvosa. They saw this willow. Other guess is arvosa. This a willow tree. Omalei rovin l'abai. Hainu idon d'thnan. That's what it says. Idon the Mishnah. So the psila of the idon of the arava. That's what you can't use. Amalei, so Rabbi said to him, that's either in the Mishnah. He eats Baalmu, that's not a piece of wood. You can't leave that for a wick. So Kolat, he peeled it for him. Ba'achva, he showed him, Amr Nisa de Beni Beni. Inside there was this like piece of a woolen piece of strip that could be used. It could a wick like substance. And the Mishnah is telling us over here, you can't use it. But at least now, this week, hopefully, we'll say Bama Likin. At least we'll know what we're touching over here. What's that? Shavra. Rashi is a type of a reed. It's a long reed. Must be, I don't know exactly what kind of reed. What is it? How does he tie Shavra?
Nettle.
Okay. It's a long. Well, what is nettle? Nettle is a long reed that has. It could burn. It doesn't draw so well, but it could burn. It could be used as a wick. What's that? If you want to say it's lilies, seaweed. If how can you twist it to make a wick out of it? As soon as you twist it, it's going to snap. Uchmesidah arve. Rashi says it's this green that grows on the bottom of the ship, some kind of algae. Tana, within the Brisa, it says, "I see for them the air is shall sem v'shall sad, wool or here." But Vitana Nidon, he didn't have to say that. Why? So it's not a machloikis if he can use it or not. Everybody agrees he can't use it. But the Brisa added it. But our mission didn't add it. Why? Because tseme michvitz chovitz and shai chruche michrech. The tseme it shrinks. And Sarah singes, so therefore they don't need to say that in the Mishnah. Others in Tosfos, Tosfos says that all the Brisa is giving us the reason why you can't use it. Shouldn't even bother. What's the difference? What's the reason? The bottom line is it's not a wick. So they say it could be an afkamina chaps. If you include that within a wick that you could use, is it good or not? Maybe that's the difference. All right. Veloy bezefes, you can't use tar. Now we're switching now. Now we're talking about oils. Zephyr's zifsa. Zephyr's is zifsa. And shaiva is kirusa. I don't know what's kirusa. What do you say kirusa is? Shaiva is wax. What's kirusa?
Zephyr's pitch.
All right. Kirusa. Tana at kam psul psilis. Until here, we talked about the psul of wicks. The kam veilach psul shmon. Frag them up shita. Obviously, it's talking about. You can't. This is not talking about a wick. Zifsa, tar is not a wick. Neither is wax a wick. So Gemara says Shaiva it's Tzrichalei. The Chiddush of the Mishnah to tell us this, that now we're switching and we're talking about oils and not wicks, is the Chiddush of wax. Ma'od they say Melipsilas Nami Lechazia. I would think that if you take a wax, and inside the wax, like we have, you have a wick inside, I would think you can't use it also as a wick, as a psila, kamash malon, that as a psila could be used. Now, what it means it could be used as a psila, pashut means the way we do it. We have wax. So what the mission is talking about, if you want to use wax as fuel itself instead of the oil, that you can do. But if you're using wax with a string inside, and you're using it as a candle is really like a big wick that has the fuel around the wick, that's mutter. Others didn't like this. The Tosafos brings from the Bnei Narbuna. He didn't like this. They didn't like this shot, and they said our candles is no good. And they say it's talking about over here. That the Havamina over here is that you took a national shiver and you stuck it in oil. That's what you did. There was the fuel had to be shemen. That's how they understood it. But Tosafos at the end says it's more like the way we do it. It's a psila that wrapped around the psila shemen shiva, and this Gemara says that it's mutter. We're going to talk about in the Shmonim next. Ipsulta the Zifter, that's the Pseudos of the Zephyrs. Shava, Ipsulta the Dufsha. It's the waste of the honeycomb. Meinav Kemine, the Mekachememke. If you want to buy Shaiva, then he's going to be getting Ipsulta the Dufsha.